BBC Radio Australia.
Me watching both games, yeah? And the observation, I'm a little bit proud of the boys of law solo, yeah? Because Porto didn't play, yeah? They wanted to play the game. They didn't sit back and want to just stop Goldsboro from scoring. They wanted to play. And they didn't play. They put passes together. And they were not just very good in the last third of the game, yeah, where Otamo was putting together better passes, penetrating passes that could go for finishing at the end of the match, a big challenge. But otherwise, on the whole, they wanted to play the game. They went out and tried to pick the ball. They wanted to go forward. They're not scared to do that. For me, that's very positive.
And, of course, Yumisabe, Hemi Garden, big score line, yeah? 5-0 and 7-0. Yeah. So, yeah. How now this one?
Hemi meaning that we need to work very hard to sharpen up our development or our player pathway development programs in Solomon, yeah? Before we get to that stage. If you had a good lot, man talk already, or talk about him, where players below Italy come from and where players below Paraguay come from. They come from very, very strong football academies here, yeah, with very professional coaches to nurture them. Yeah, whereas Blimilo here, the only time Solomon became a talent below player, time Nivalangaram Noma, national under 16 tournament or national under 20 tournament or national Olympic selection time for going to national team. That's the only time you need picking players or identifying picking players and wanted them to go through coaching programs. When in fact the clubs should be playing a bigger role in nurturing players from the age of 6 up to 14 so that they can go into under 16 competitions very comfortable. I think it was in Manai.
Now, while a lot of Okata people long talk, especially the social media or same, yeah, Okata supportive, yeah. Understanding maybe of the performance of the team, some fellow Baraba criticize him, yeah, and also Okata coaching team or same. What number you say, Lord, this one?
Yeah, well, me not blaming social media for making comments behind the screen. I'm not sure whether all of those who made comments have been to Los Antama to watch games for Semia, but if the team had not gone to the World Cup, would we be in a position to say things that are either positive or negative now? The fact that we are in there doing it, Hembartalini is a big story. How many we needed to step up? Yeah, and if you're not happy with the result, well, this is what it is. It's the reality on the ground in Solomons. Hembartalini. You look around Solomon Island, you play number 7 aside. When you come to the other number, you play 11 aside. So we better start to think about. But as I said, now that we've been into the World Cup, I think we can come back to the drawing board and start going to the young age. I think it was in November, what time?